And welcome to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody that's out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. That's Sean Green Show on the Facebook. And also follow me at Twitter. It's the Sean Green Show on Twitter if you want to follow me. Now, we're getting close to the holidays. Thanksgiving is this Thursday. And the holidays is one of those times where people, you know, that they don't really have anybody, you know, far as family to be around. You know, sometimes they get depressed. And, you know, people go through it. But people that have pets, you know, what about your pets? And do your pets get, you know, depressed around the holidays? I always wondered this question because I have two cats myself. And I noticed that one of my cats around the holidays, he's a little bit, you know, finicky, you know, around, especially around Christmas and New Year's. My other cat, Shadow, he's like super, super, just, you know, mopey and always just moping around the house around that time of year. And I always wonder, you know, why my cat is like that. And I figure I'll go straight to the source. Paul Mann, CEO of Fetch Pet Care, the nation's largest and most trusted provider of professional pet sitting and dog walking services, serving thousands of pets and parents from coast to coast. He's on a Super Celebrity Hotline with me right now. Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Hey, Sean, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I'm doing all right. Now, first and foremost, do the holidays affect pet behavior?
Well, you know, we all get real busy around the holidays. We're making plans. We're getting ready to travel. We're having people over. So, you know, usually the pets get less attention. They're going to notice that if we change their schedule, if they don't get that walk that they need, or if they're not getting that, your cat's not getting that you know, rub under the chin or whatever she's used to, yeah, that's going to affect them. Plus, you know, we're getting into the colder seasons, and pets like to hibernate. They like to slow down a little bit, like we all should.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as like when pets act out, especially during the holidays, is that like a sign for them saying, hey, you need to pay attention to me, or is this something else going on?
Well, I mean, generally it means a lot of times they're not getting enough attention or they're not getting enough exercise. And exercise is usually the thing that they need. If you have a dog, you want to get them out a few times a day on a walk. Get their heart rate up, bring them back so they're dog tired, and if you have a cat, you can play with them indoors, whether you know, just get a piece of string or you have a laser pointer or some other kind of cat toy. Again, just getting them up and moving is going to give them the attention they need and the exercise.
Oh, wow, wow. Now, one thing about, I know with my other cat, Rasputin, now, this cat, for some reason, gets into so much things. Like, his main thing is he loves to get into plastic bags, and I cannot figure this out. And around this time of year is when he goes, like, bonkers with wanting to get into, like, plastic bags. After I go grocery shopping, I have to hide all my – I normally save my plastic bags to, you know, if I clean out the litter box, I'll put it in the plastic bag and take it out to the garbage. This cat seems to keep trying to get into plastic bags, and I pretty much narrowed it down to my cat has a plastic fetish. Is this true?
Well, I've never heard of that, but that is hilarious. A lot of cats, they like to get inside bags. I don't know about plastic bags, but I see them getting to, you know, paper bags all the time or boxes, because they generally like smaller spaces. My cat now is going under the bed this time of year. They like to sort of hibernate and get into that safe little cocoonish space. So that may be what he's trying to do. But, you know, one of the things you just brought up, which is real important around the holidays, is you want to pet-proof your home. So if you have, like, those plastic bags, that could actually be dangerous. You want to keep them up in a drawer or somewhere where Rasputin is not going to get into them and you know, possibly, choke himself in there.
Tell me a little bit more about FetchPetCare.com and all the services that you provide.
Sure. Well, Fetch Pet Care, we are the nation's largest provider of professional pet sitting and dog walking services. And what we actually do, we have people who will personally match your pets with the local pet sitters right in your neighborhood. And so we have over 120 locations across the country, over 3,000 pet sitters on staff. We're all bonded, insured. We background check them. They all come with glowing reviews and really give you peace of mind. So when you go away, whether it's going to work every day or maybe now this time of year you're traveling on pleasure or on business or in case of emergency, we're there. And you can go away knowing that your pets are in safe hands with people who are also pet owners themselves.
Wow. Now, as far as like stories, I'm quite sure you probably had a lot of stories with like employees dealing with maybe a frustrated cat or a frustrated dog. Has that ever happened in your business?
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about frustration in a pet, it usually comes down to anxiety that's caused in an animal because something in their environment has changed. So maybe the dog is chewing on the couch or the cat is shredding up the rug or something. It's this nervous energy, and it usually has something to do with they're just not getting as much attention or exercise as they need. So, you know, what we always prescribe is, hey, let us come in. If you're too busy at work during the day, or if you got to work later, you just simply don't have the time because, you know, your kids consume your time in the evenings or whatever it may be. Let us come in and let's give them that love and attention that they need, that they crave, and let's see if we can change that behavior. So every pet that we meet with, we want to have a custom consultation to understand who they are, their age, breed, you know, their specific behaviors, and then we can custom design just the right program for them.
And tell me a little bit more about your loyalty club. What's the deal with that?
Sure. Well, we found out that a lot of our clients were looking for the best pet services and products for their pets. Not surprising. They're great pet parents. And so we've partnered up with some leading companies who we can offer discounts on their services. So whether it's Halo pet food, which is delivered right to your home, you just order it online, or Pet Care RX for pharmaceuticals, or a bunch of other products and services that we offer, those are available to all of our clients.
And there you have it. Paul Mann, CEO of Fetch Pet Care, fetchpetcare.com. Make sure you check them out. They're the nation's largest and most trusted provider of professional pet sitting and dog walking services, serving thousands of pets and parents from coast to coast. Make sure you check them out. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much, Sean, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and have a great time with your pets.
Same to you, and we'll be back right after this.